Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
He is the one that brings peace, friends, true peace. Don't come from the absence of trouble, but from the peace of God. Remember that.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, according to John 18:36, and it is our responsibility to reflect the official position of heaven. Think of it like this. You know, there was the four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. You know, these four lepers, they had a decision to make, and it was a life or death decision that they had to make. There was a famine at that time going on, and they had to decide if they wanted to stay where they were and for sure die or take a chance. They took a chance. In verse 3 and 5, in the New Living, it says, they said, why should we sit here waiting to die? A question mark. In verse 4, it says, we will starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, he says, we will starve if we go back there. In verse 5, it says, so at the twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one there. Saints, I'm sure that when the lepers were sitting outside of this gate, I'm sure that they were afraid. They were filled with a lot of fear because that was a decision, a life and death decision that they had to make. And I'm sure that they were afraid. But fear will always create unbelief. But God didn't give you a spirit of fear. I want you to know that. A lot of you already know, but I'm going to repeat it anyway, because on the contrary, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, and the easy read, it says, the Spirit God gave us does not make us afraid. His Spirit is a source of power and love and self-control. Praise God. God never told us we wouldn't be afraid. God just said, fear not. You know, I can't count the times in the Bible that God tells us to fear not, for He knew that we were going to be afraid. There's times in our lives that we're going to be afraid. There's going to be a time when you get a phone call and it's not good news and you're going to panic and you're going to be afraid. I've had such phone calls and they're not pleasant. But you immediately, you know, you immediately just go in prayer about this and don't say anything. Just give it to the Lord. I've done that before. And it's not easy. But the best thing you do when you give something to the Lord is just go on and get about what you're doing. If it's a situation that you can't, it's out of your hands and you can't do anything about it. In this one particular situation, I got a phone call. She was in North Carolina and I'm in Virginia. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't get there. I was told what was going on. I didn't know the full extent of it. But when I hung up, I prayed. I gave it to the Lord, and I called my husband, and we prayed and came into agreement. It's always to find someone. You can pray on yourself, but it's always good to find someone to come into agreement with you. For the Bible says that when two come together as agreeing on anything, He says, it shall be done. So I want to tell you that that's what I did. And at that particular time, when I received the phone call, I was at my computer working on a message that was coming up. And so after I prayed, I just went back to work. You know, I've given it to the Lord now. He tells us, 1 Peter, to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And He does care for us. But He can't do anything for us, brothers and sisters, if we don't give it to Him. We can't just go give it to Him and then take it back and expect God to do something with it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to really give it to Him. And then somebody might say, well, Pastor Joe, if you really cared about your sister, you'd be worried too. Well, the Bible speaks against worry in Matthew. I think it's in Matthew 6, where it says, not to worry and fret. Don't worry about anything. You know, that God's going to take care of everything. And He said, don't worry about tomorrow. He said, because you're going to have enough troubles today. You don't have to borrow from tomorrow, okay? And so don't let the enemy trick you into sitting around worrying, because worry is not going to help. Don't worry, because worry won't do anything. That will only cause stress and make you sick. But know that when you are worrying, you aren't accomplishing anything. You are, the only thing you will accomplish is that it will bring stress on your body, and which will bring on sickness and fear and doubt and dread. But if you'll pray, give it to the Lord, and then go about your work so you don't have to sit there and focus on that, God now is able to take care of that. And He did take care of it. You know, it was just a miracle that she got out with some bruised ribs and a broken leg, and that was not good. But God was with her too, because under the circumstances, she probably shouldn't have been here. But we have to pray. I believe it was the prayers that were sent up that saved my sister. And I believe, as I was saying with my husband, I know that it was prayer that kept him from going back into emergency surgery. And so I know that God's Word works. But you've got to work the Word. You've got to speak God's Word. You've got to believe that Word. And you've got to believe that when you speak God's Word and it's coming out of your mouth, it's the same as it's coming out of the mouth of Jesus. Because He said, as He is, so are we on this earth. Saints, there was no army. You know, when I was talking about those four leopards, you know, they were afraid to go into the city because there was an army there. And if they went back to the other place, the famine was there and they would starve. But if they went to the other place, they were afraid of being killed. But saints, there was no army. But God made the Syrians think there was. Think about that. I think that was so awesome, because God made the Arameans think that they were being attacked just by rustling up whatever, making noises and stuff like chariots to make them think. In verse 7 it said, so it says the Syrians arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And it says, and when the lepers got to the edge of the camp, they realized it was empty. They went in and ate and drank and carried away all the silver and the gold. Praise God. Think about that. They got to fill their stomach with food and drink. And on top of that, they found all the silver and all the gold. But let me say this, you know, later, because I won't have time to preach on the whole thing on the lepers. But after they went in and they found all the food and the gold and the silver, you know, they got to thinking, you know, this is really a good thing that we found here, and we really shouldn't keep it to ourselves, okay? And so we need to tell someone. And so they did. And of course, they didn't really believe them, but they told them, and I think some of them did. But it says here that the lepers overcame. It didn't say they weren't afraid. It says the lepers overcame. It didn't say they weren't afraid. They overcame in spite of their fear. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can overcome. You can be that warrior. You can be that conqueror, and you can overcome, and you can come out victorious, be victorious in your situation, even if you're afraid. Sometimes you are going to be afraid sometimes, but don't let fear stop you. Fear is from the enemy, and fear is a spirit, and you can cast that spirit off with the word.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Today, I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.